All this week, WUWM is teaming up with NPR to explore how climate change will affect our food. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz begins Climate Solutions Week with a story about what a pay-what-you-can cafe in the Sherman Park neighborhood that relies on locally grown and donated produce. It's a model its creators believe can be easily replicated.
Christy Melby Gibbons calls Tricklebee Cafe her full-time calling. The inspiration hit her when she moved to Milwaukee from Southern California with her young family in 2015. They bought a home in the Sherman Park neighborhood, and Melby Gibbons, an ordained minister of the Moravian Church, set out to find a way to serve. It didn't take long for her to realize.
There are more people today that are hungry. We see more people coming through that don't know where their next meal will come from. And that is the definition of a food desert.
Tricklebee opened its doors in 2016 in a more than century-old former bakery.
Everything's fresh. You have choice in what you order, and you pay what you can. If you have nothing at all, you can volunteer your time.
Its menu is vegetable-based, and the ingredients are largely donated. It's what hasn't sold that would otherwise land in the trash. Since Tricklebee opened, the nonprofit was able to purchase the building, doubling its cafe seating.
So the
and life now also spills onto a formerly neglected vacant lot. It's adorned with raised bed plantings, seating, a stage, and a whimsical mural.
And we're going to pass by the two big herb gardens that we have.
Those gardens, along with a neighborhood orchard and a couple vegetable patches, help fuel Tricklebee's menu. The vast majority of ingredients the cafe uses are locally grown produce and food from growers and stores that would otherwise go to waste. Volunteer David Melby Gibbons, Christy's husband, is mobilizing to pick up some of that unwanted produce from the West Allis Farmers Market.
We're bringing our bins earlier in the day, and then the assistants there fill up the bins and we pick them up at the end of the day. Could be a bunch of green beans, corn, potatoes, onions, squash, beets.
Some of the bounty sees Tricklebee through its winter menus. In the kitchen, Carmen Quinlevin is preparing today's lunch.
Today we're going to make a rice and beans plate, and I made a creamy sauce. And what else are we going to have? Oh, the salad is like shaved beets, radishes, and cucumbers that are all fresh. So it's all pink and pretty.
Quinlevin joined the Tricklebee team last spring, but started coming here when the cafe first opened.
I reached out to Christy, letting her know that I would like to like get more experience as a chef. And if there were ever any openings, I'd like to work here because cooking is my biggest form of service. And it's amazing to be able to make people like healthy food, and it comes from the heart.
Christy Melby Gibbons says Tricklebee takes the discards and makes beautiful things.
So this discarded soil became this beautiful garden, and discarded food becomes beautiful soup. But we find that discarded people become family to us. There are so many people in our neighborhood who, for whatever reason, have been pushed aside, forgotten, or intentionally excluded, but we are a place where they can come and feel like they're part of this thing, part of a family. They can work with dignity here. They can come in as they are, be who they are, and be welcomed as they are. And their gifts are valued.
She calls the model 100% replicable.
You could do this on every street corner in the city, and there wouldn't be a sense of competition because the need is that great. And that I would be willing to train anybody up on how to do it.
She's had some nibbles from people interested in replicating the model, including from the far northern reaches of the state.
In Ashland, Wisconsin, he just came down for like 3 Saturdays in a row and said, "Teach me everything." And they're off and running. And then a cafe out in Pennsylvania, and they've been up and running for several months now.
By the way, when it comes to the waste end of the food system, Melby Gibbons reports,
we're at a point where we only put one tall kitchen trash bag of trash out a week. And we're serving like 100 people a day, and that's the true waste. It's just one bag. The rest is composted, recycled, or we just don't buy things or receive things with a lot of packaging. So we get a lot of fresh produce, so there isn't plastic and cardboard. So we're sort of scavengers for the things that would be wasted.
And it's transformed into delicious meals that anyone can afford. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.